this is a summary. In Chos of Reb Gideon, you mentioned that we should see this in the Ishei Solovey has got it based on some additional Mishnah books as well, which we didn't really see. But that's a summary in terms of skipping. So I'm quoting over the Ishei Sol, Peg Design, says as follows. I'm reading out. Seda Kedima Psuka de Zimra. The order is according to Goydel Ma'alosam Kefish Tiknu Chazal. The order of skipping is based on its importance. Is that a correct way of saying? It's quite important. So, although we wouldn't be able to necessarily decide which one is greater than the other, Chazal did. They decided which one of the two Kedima is more important than the others. So, you skip according to the importance. Right, so he says, the first is, so in Chovalev he says, if he only has got very, very limited time, he's going to miss the plane. I'm quoting Ishei, so I'm not quoting the Mishnah Berurah. This is a summary of the Mishnah Berurah here. I'm quoting the Sefer Ishei, so which is the best Sefer ever, on Hilchos Tefillah. It's a fantastic Sefer, really, really groundbreaking. His name is Pfeiffer. Avraham Shai Pfeiffer. And he did it some 20 years ago. I remember when he came out. It's the same style. It's a copy. It's the same idea. He was strongly influenced by Shmuel Shabbos Hilchosa. It's the same kind of very similar approach. Yeah. So the bare minimum is Ash Boch Shama Ashe Yishtabach. Now, what we didn't see yet is what he adds every day on Shabbos. If somebody's really late on Shabbos, he must say Nishmas. So on Shabbos, the bare minimum is Ashei, as well as Nishmas. That's the bare minimum on Shabbos. Now, of course, Baruch Shem Nishtabach. Yeah. No, it's not that. That's what we're going to get to that in a minute.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not that. The bare minimum is Ashei. I mean, Baruch Sha'ama Ashei Nishtabach. Yeah. And the person, as we discussed yesterday, you may not say the brachas before and after. In other words, you may not say the brachas of Baruch Sha'ama Nishtabach unless you've said something in between. No, it's not one of those. It's not as crucial as that.
When we say Nishmas, does that mean all the way from...
Yeah, the entire Nishmas.
All the way through to
Yishmas. Yes, correct.
Even though we change Chazan in the middle of
that. Yeah. So in other words, if I can just rephrase what I just said now, on Shabbos, don't say Ishtabach. Unless you've said Nishmas. Right, now, I'm not speaking in Spalding at Sibuk, Okay, now, if a person's got a little bit more time, he should say the following first. So that if you've got a bit more time in Ashrei, what's the next most important? Halalu Kael Bekotshoi. Have you got a Siddur? Halalu Kael Bekotshoi. Halalu. Ez Hashem min Hashemayim. It's about timing correctly. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to answer that. The person has to know his own speed and the speed of the tzibur. There is a bit of cheshbon a person has to do. No, so that we mentioned. So the answer to your question is what we discussed perhaps last week. If a person suddenly finds himself he's got a little bit more time, then the order of the mizmorim of the psukei dezimra is not ma'akev. So once you cannot add additional psukim and you cannot make up things, but if you find yourself having spare time, you want to add another haluka, you want to add another means, you can do that, even if it's not the right order. It is. I think it's true to say that it's better to add than at this point, before Ishtabach, rather than to say it at the end of davening. Even if it's not in the right order.
That's not
Mahapach Tzinoiris. He's anyway Mahapach Tzinoiris. Because the question is, he's not going to say anything. He's not going to say it all in the right order anyway, right? So the question is, Reb Gittin's question is, what happens if a person is running late and he's thinking he's going to say, Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. But just before he gets to Yishtabach, he sees he might have another minute or two. So could he say Hallelujah now, which is random in a way, because it's not the right place, or should he leave it and say it together with the rest at the end of davening? Before Yishtabach, definitely before Yishtabach. And then after he says, yeah. And then he suddenly finds himself, yeah. So I think the answer is, based on what we saw at the Mishnah Berurah last week, I feel that the answer should be, he can, I think so, that he should add additional Hallelujahs at that point. It's not a problem, really. No, but he may be now up to. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know, but he's. Yeah. So the order is as follows. Halalu kel bekotshoi. Then, halalu ez Hashem in Hashemayim. The remaining pig porkim of halalu ka. Then you should say the other Hallelujahs, which is number what? The remaining ones, which would be at that point. Yeah. Is it? Yeah. So if he has said Ashrei, then he should, after that, he should say Kel B'Kotshoi, which is number what?
The last one.
Yeah. Subsequently, you should say all the remaining Hallelujahs. If he's got more time, he should say Vayivarech David, but he should not say the entire Vayivarech David. Yes, this is correct. Yeah. He should say then Vayivarech David until the word the Shem Tifatecho. By the way, yeah, until the Shem Tifatecho, which is in the middle of the Vayivarech David, yeah? Because that's, the rest is different, it's from a different place. If he's got more time, then if he's got more time, then what's missing? What's missing after all that? He should go to Hoidu. But it doesn't mean that he should go now back to Hoidu. What he means is that if he knows Lechatchil is got more time, then he should say Hoidu. It doesn't mean at this point he should go to Hoidu.
He's got another
pretty early on. Yeah, he does, yeah. It's all about, that's what the Gideon mentioned. It's about.
The Mizmor Asayda is quite low on
that. Yeah.
Even though we spoke about his
mind. Yeah. It is about, yeah, I suppose. If he's got more time, he should say, as you said now, he should say Hoidu, but not the entire Hoidu, until Vurachum, because that's afterwards is different psukim from different places. So not the entire, not the entire Hoidu, until Vurachum. Yeah. Now, and then from there you'd skip until Ashrei. Now, if it's on Shabbos, Yichavoid. We didn't mention Yichvoid, you're right. We did not mention Yichvoid. Yeah, Shira is not, you're right. But what about Yichvoid? Yichvoid should come, what about Yichvoid? No, Yichvoid should. Once another, Yichvoid doesn't mention Yichvoid. Why does he not mention Yichvoid? He fails to mention Yichvoid.
Also a compilation.
Yeah. Oh. Because Mishnah Berurah told us yesterday that Yichvoid is mentioned. I don't know about Yichvoid. Yichvoid is not. He doesn't mention Yichvoid. I suppose the answer is that he would come. He would come at. It's a lesser priority. Yeah. It's a very good question. I don't know. Point taken. I don't know. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, that's neat. What the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it as being a priority. So despite the fact that it has to be said, the Kavana, but it looks like an order of priority, that's probably what, an order of priority, it's not there. Now, I must emphasize over here also, in terms of the brachas. So, if a person comes late, the brachas that he must say before proceeding onto Baruch Shem and the Pesukei Dezimra is on the Tilas Yodayim, which a person must say, and and Birkas HaTorah. Now, it's true that in theory, Birkas HaTorah can be said later. The problem with that is that if you do say Birkas HaTorah later, you may run into trouble because of? Yeah. So therefore, we learned that if you say by reciting Avraba, there is over here a strong nusach which is resembled. So you need to be ever Birkas HaTorah by saying this. So therefore, if you fail to say Birkas HaTorah before davening, you may be yotzei by saying Birkas HaTorah over here. And thereby, you're not able to say Birkas HaTorah after davening anymore, because you've been yotzei already. Therefore, to avoid that potential problems, the very least you should say, in terms of brachas, before davening, is Al Netilas Yadayim and Birkas HaTorah. That's already, then you have come on time already, then it's okay. Yeah. But that's these psukim, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, these are melukot from various places, therefore it's not so high on the priority list. Yeah, I know. But yeah, I hear. I'm saying it's not, in terms of priority, it's not so high. But it is interesting that Az Yashia is also not mentioned. Yeah. Yes, Netilas Yadayim must be mentioned before Shachris. Yeah. Now, in theory, Asher Yotzeh can be said later. I know we discussed the length. You can wait to say Asher Yotzeh, but you don't really need to say it before davening intrinsically. Okay, so this is the halachas of skipping, if need be. What about Birkas HaShachar? But you say, what about all the other brachas? What about all the brachas? Yeah, brachas can say after davening. Yeah. You can't send him after davening. You can't send him after davening. I don't know. There's a bit of a shadow of nosin of kirach, but you could say that. You could say them. The master, you could say them after davening. Yeah.
Stop wherever you are and say Yishtabach.
No.
But you might miss it then.
You might. So what do you mean you'll miss it? You'll miss it saying with the tzibur. You'll miss it altogether. You will miss it saying with the chazan. So let's say, what would happen? So what would happen is that you're going to be in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. He's finishing, he's saying Yishtabach and even completing Yishtabach. He's going to say Kaddish now and Baruch Hu. And you carry on. Yeah, you're right. Ideally, one should try to say it together, but it's no point. You don't interrupt in the middle in order to say it with him.
Right.
Yeah.
You skip.
Why would you skip? Why would you skip? Why would you skip? Why you are in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? You are now in the middle of wherever you're up to. Yeah. You want to skip now in order to say Yishtabach together with the chazan? You don't have to skip in order to say Yishtabach with the chazan. No.
Because by the time you get to Yishtabach, you get to Shema Yisrael. By the time you get to
I hear, but I'm saying you don't have to. There's no halacha of skipping in order to say Yishtabach with the chazan. That was your question. You don't skip in order to say Yishtabach with the chazan. You don't skip. If you want to skip because you want to catch Shmoneh Esser, that's a different story. And yes, you need to skip in order to do Shmoneh Esser. Yes.
Mid-paragraph.
No, in the paragraph. No, you finished the paragraph, and then... Yeah, so if you have misjudged the timing, and you didn't skip anything, and you're now in the middle of, and suddenly, you don't know where you may be up to, and suddenly you realize you're running it, you're going to miss Shemana Esser with a chazan. I mean, again, based on yesterday's conversation, but you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, and now you want to skip, so yes, you skip, yeah. But not in order to catch Ishtabach with a chazan, rather in order to catch Shemana Esser with the Tzibur. It's not, it is, but I'm saying that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we carry on, Rabbi Isai. Din haroi leret lifnei ateva. Din haroi lifnei ateva. Oh, I think I touched something. Din haroi leret lifnei ateva. Shisim nun gimel tzif alef. Oima shliach tzibu yishtabach me'umot. The halach is, yishtabach must be recited standing. Have you ever seen anybody sitting for Ishtabach? I haven't.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah,
oh, really? This is, really?
What you said now is
Mechaber? Yeah. Yeah, look. Oim Shliach Tzibu Ishtabach Mut.
Shliach Tzibu.
Yeah, so very good, because you're right. So he's talking about the Shliach Tzibu must be standing. Right. So now, but the Mishtabua says that everybody else also should be standing. But that's not the Shulchan. That's not the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Mishtabua. So it's, why is it that a person should stand for... Why should a person stand for Yishtabach? Mishtabua says, K'delisma shlisma chloi akadish miyad, v'litzlech lahafsik b'nein b'amido, lifnei ateva. There is a very, very important halacha, a really important halacha, that there should be no interruption between Yishtabach and Kaddish. No interruption between Ishtabach and Kaddish. Therefore, the chazan should stand. Because if you were sitting, what would happen? You would have to stand up and get himself organized and everything. Standing up is... it requires... It's probably not a hefsek. I agree. It's probably not a hefsek. But if there is a halacha that you must be soymech, you have to get them right next to each other, then by standing up, you're making... A hefsek is maybe a bit exaggerated. It's not hefsek, but it's not smooth transition. Yeah, it's a hefsek, losh hefsek. Lishmach la'kadosh miyad. Lishmach. Ah, but it's like lehafsek b'nim. You're right. Be'amida, lifnei atev. You're right. Yeah, it is a hefsek. It's considered a hefsek, yeah. I was more inclined to say that it's not considered smicha, but you're right. It even says a hefsek. Aber besimnun alef be'agom ashmad afil mishispal b'yechid tzuch kam ken lamud be'amir az ishtabach. He said, no. He said, it may be more than just the chazan. Everybody else also should be standing for ishtabach. Ein el yirab ashtiritz te'osna minogev ocha medina. He said, no. The halacha is that the chazan must stand for ishtabach. And everybody else, it's a good minhag. It's proper, it's good practice. It's good to stand. But there's a difference between the chazan, who is a halacha, proper Medina, and everybody else, which is just the good thing to do. The custom of the righteous people is to stand by recital of Ishtabach, whether it's Shabbos, weekday, Yochid, or Tzibu. Now, finally for this evening, he says as follows, Kol ha-tezvov shvochim shebe-ishtabach. Very, 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 very interesting. I wonder if the Balei Musaf got to say on this, that there's 15 shvochim in Ishtabach, 15 praises in Ishtabach. What are the 15 praises in Ishtabach? You got Siddur still open? 15 praises in Ishtabach. Yeah, so it should be 15. No. Shir Shvacha. Count from Shir Shvacha. Yeah, so it should be 15. If you count properly, it should be 15. Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah. I don't know if they have 15. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't know if they have 15.
15 more.
Have you got Shir Shvacha Levzimwa? Shir Shvacha Halel Vezimwa. Oizumem Shalom. Netzach. Gdula. Gvura. Tehila, Tiferes, Kedusha, Umalchus, Brochus, Veodois. Wow, it's 15. You see, you have Nusach Sfat? Okay, so it's 15, definitely in Ashkenaz, and I wonder about Sfat. You have. Okay, so the 15. Why 15? It says 15. Ben Shiru Shvacho Ad Me'ato. Yizor Me'oid Shlo Lehavsik B'nei. You may not interrupt in between. Umavsik On Shigod, and someone interrupts, his punishment is very great. Aval Enzorich Shiyir Ben Neshima Achas. You don't have to say it in one
breath,
but you may not interrupt in between. So, Shir Shvach Aleph v'Zimra, you can breathe in between, but you may not interrupt in between. There's 15, and they go together, they are a united package. It's a package still, all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You may not interrupt, you may not distinguish between them, and they are to be said in one go. Now the question is, what is the significance of that? I wonder if the Baal HaMusaf got a say on this. Why is it important that all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be said in one go? Why can you not identify them as single praises? I wonder. There's something about saying all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one go. Why so? I wonder. Okay, that's it for this evening, Abayisai, and we will be continuing to